This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, this is Front Row on The Bigger Picture, and I'm Sharmila Ganesan. Stereo Genmai is a production that is a part of Ridwan Saidi's Theatre Normcore series, which he describes as a series of seemingly normal stage plays. This particular play is about a dark psychedelic adventure, about a novelist who goes in search of his lost fictional character. It's showing from the 19th to the 21st of October at Kota at Five Arts Centre. And joining me today are Ridwan himself, who's both the play's writer and director, as well as performer Hanan Barakpa and producer Nurul Aizam. How are you guys?
Very good. Hi.
So Ridwan, I mean, reading the description of the play, it sounds kind of insane and really cool. What is the play actually about?
Yeah, basically it's about a novelist who tries to get an idea, yeah.
And it's based on one of your novels, right?
Yeah, yeah.
When did you write this novel?
In 2012.
So what made you want to adapt this particular novel into a play?
I think because it's not that very grounded compared to some of my other novels, yeah.
When you say it's about a writer in search of his character, that's not just in terms of, it's not entirely set in reality, right?
Mm.
It's kind of like, what was the description in the press materials? He gets lost in the dream idea continuum.
Oh, yes.
What does that actually mean?
Yeah, dream idea continuum. It's a space where the author or some creative people find their ideas. So the play is basically the punya setting to dekat the inwardly lah, the inside someone's mind or some, yeah.
So the play, is it actually set inside someone's mind?
Yeah, but not literally inside a mind, but yeah, it's in about dunia ilham, so where people get idea sometimes from dream, from memory. So Stereo Genmai is basically recites, or the play recites in this space lah.
The play is in Malay.
Yeah, yeah.
What does Stereo Genmai actually mean?
Stereo Genmai is basically an abstract expression of, when I wrote the novel, actually to me it means like bunyi hujan, the sound of rain. But if I wrote a novel with the title The Sound of Rain or Bunyi Hujan, it sounds normal.
Yeah.
But because the nature of the novel is somewhat experimental, so Stereo Genmai somehow...
Stereo bunyi. Okay.
Bunyi. Right. So, yeah.
So in terms of bringing the story onto the stage, right, because it's quite conceptual.
Mm.
And as you said, a lot of it is a very internal kind of process.
Mm.
What was the process of transferring the story onto a stage to make it visual?
So in terms of story, because it, usually from novels to other form, films or stage plays, I need to make it macam ada this macam a bridge ke. Dia punya feeling, dia kena macam feeling a bridge. So dia shorter tapi kita cuba stay true to the essence. Yeah.
Okay, this is a backstory lah. Stereo Genmai, we applied for a FINAS grant, a development, script development fund from FINAS. So we have to produce a screenplay. So for the final product, to get to the screenplay, we decided to divert, he decided to divert a little bit to make it into a stage play because he wanted to have the screenplay to be read. So we approached an ensemble who are stage performers. So we have them read the script, and that's how we
got the idea to stage it lah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Basically, we started with just doing a reading session, and then I wanted to listen to some voices because if I wrote it on my own, the dialogues, I want to test the dialogues.
So you had a script reading session.
Yes.
So the plan actually at that time, you hadn't thought about making it a proper play yet. And this is your first full-length play that you're directing, right? Before this, you've done Theatre Modular, which was a series of playlets.
Yes.
And then you also did a double bill of plays, which are shorter plays. And they were all part of your Theatre Normcore series.
Yeah.
What's it like doing a full-length production now?
I don't know. I don't know. But the feeling is full. Because just step by step, because starting from Modular, where I produce and just write as a playwright, so...
Ah, yeah, because that was directed by different directors,
Hannah,
right?
Hannah is one of the directors.
That's right.
So with Nongko, I wanted to direct, but the punya feeling too, because it's full, it's more like near, macam dekat dengan novel punya form. Yeah, it's more rasa complete too.
And what about in terms of the actors or the characters that are in the story? Who are the characters?
Basically the characters. Dia punya one hook. Ataupun the main character is the novelist. Mm-hmm. So from that novelist, there are other macam three more characters lah, from his like memory, imaginary friend, and the fictional character he's trying to create it.
And Hanan, who do you play?
I play the last person in the idea that the fictional character that he is trying to portray in this play. This character, I would say, not so much of a person, is kind of a mirror of himself.
So your character is a mirror of the novelist in some ways?
In no way he tries to have that.
Are you trying not to spoil?
Yeah.
I can tell. Probably, and this sounds like the kind of story where you kind of don't want to know too much about it before you watch it. Yeah. But you are playing a fictional character.
Some sort, it's a fictional character.
Is the novelist the only real, so to speak, character in the story?
So to speak.
I think... Everything, susah nak cakap pasal reality. inside one's mind, I think everything is real.
And who are the other actors that are involved in the show?
We have, the main character, K.M. Raslan, is played by Ani Aziz. Hanan Baraba is playing D. And then we have Nina Roslan, is playing Delia, a schoolgirl, and Sandy Chu. She'll be playing Floris Chin.
What has it been like so far, Hanan, to rehearse and work on this play?
It's great, really. I think the first thing that happened, like what Ridwan and Aizam said, was we read the play and we sat down and we kind of got an idea of our characters. And I think the best part of all is we got to read the novel. We got to read the novel and we got to some sort of discuss the story from the novel and how it has been adapted to a full-length play. And from there, we got to discuss more on how the characters are or how the characters will be, how it's going to be portrayed. And it's really fun to work with the team. He has a great way of directing. It's a very different style, mm-hmm. I would say. I think one thing that is really interesting is some directors would ask us to play with our feelings, like let it flow. But he would tell us to, maybe you should put the feelings aside and let the words do the talking. Right?
Well, he's a novelist after all.
Yeah, exactly.
And what is the relationship or the vibe between you and the other actors? Have all of them been around from the initial reading phase?
Yes, but we did have some pockets of rehearsals.
Yes.
Also because we are all quite active. So we have other performances as well. So we had pockets rehearsals. But for now, we've been rehearsing for about 2 weeks or so together. With everyone, with the technical team as well, which plays a very, very important part in this play, I'd say, the technical team, to really show what this world is to us and to help the audience understand.
Well, we need to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk more about Stereo Genmai and how they're going to bring this, what sounds like a half imaginary, half real world to life on stage, and also more about the inspiration behind Ridwan's novel. I'm speaking to Ridwan Saidi, Hanan Barakba, and Nurul Aizam, who are with a theatre production called Stereo Genmai, which is on from the 19th to the 21st of October. We'll be back after a short break. You're listening to Front Row on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9. Welcome back. This is Front Row on The Bigger Picture, and I'm Sharmila Ganesan. I'm speaking to the people behind the play Stereo Genmai, writer and director Ridwan Saidi, actor Hanan Barakba and producer Nurul Aizam. So Ridwan, you know, as you were saying earlier, this Stereo Genmai was originally a novel. What was the inspiration behind the story?
Stereo Genmai is my fourth novel. So I've written like another three novels before that. So
as well as many, many short fiction pieces.
Yeah. So somehow at that point, I already somewhat established myself as a novelist. So from there, I want to explore this territory inwardly. What is the relationship between an author or a novelist with his idea? There's some sort of power struggle juga, because as for me, who is in control? And the author is in control of the idea, or the idea is in control of the author? Because when I wrote as a novelist, it took me like 1 year, but I don't know why I do it. So am I in control of my work, or the work is in control of me?
So would you say that this is in some ways reflective or a reflection on your own experiences as a novelist?
Yeah, usually 50-50. Yeah.
So are the other characters like Hanan's D, were they all real for you at some point?
It's hard to tell, because fiction and reality, I don't know.
And how are you planning to bring this to life on stage in terms of the staging, the setting? What can we expect as an audience?
Like with Teater Nomko, I try to embrace like macam mundane materials, like domestic thing. Macam last Nomko, we use plastic alas meja. So with this, we try to use paper, book paper or bulky paper as the set. So I want the set to have this papery quality, but in a minimalistic way. Mm-hmm. But it stays ever. It tries to stay true with the overall world because the character in a novel, in a book.
So paper and And what about in terms of the actors? What is the style of performing? Is that something that you had a lot of control over, or was it something that, you know, Ridwan had an idea and then you kind of worked with that?
I think Ridwan he has a whole idea of what he wants to see. Of course, all four of us have different styles, and some of us are very emotionally in tune with the character. Some of us are very, we're just going to do this kind of thing. But yeah, Ridwan has a very clear image of how he wants the lines to be presented. And I think it's a good combination of the actor and the director dynamic.
In terms of staging plays in the Malay language, isn't this a genre that's quite unusual?
Yes. I have not been in theatre that long. For both of us, we only started last year. I have been watching a few stagings, and it's really the topic, the theme is not something that you see, especially for maybe not only for Malay theatre, but also
English. In general.
It's about a novelist who gets trapped in his own dream idea continuum. It's really
the setting itself is very different.
Yeah. I think the work will speak itself because as I'm making it, things will make sense of itself. Like, for example, currently I'm thinking it has this theological punya elements because it's involved a relationship between a creator and his, her creation.
Yeah, right.
So somewhat that one timbul in the play, because in the novel, thematically, dia tak muncul sangat.
So maybe in some ways it is in control of you.
We shall see.
How does Stereo Genmai fit in terms of the themes or the stories that you've already explored under the Teater Nomko series?
I think because this is the second one, and apart from the double bill, all I can say is that somehow they are this relationship punya theme, because for Stereo Genmai especially, it has this macam prison break punya quality somehow, dia punya underlying punya feeling, because there are characters, ada yang trapped, ada yang try to escape.
Mm. But is it a fairly serious show?
I think as
it's not serious.
If you know Ridwan Saidi's work, it's you might think it's serious, but when you read it, you'll be like, oh, okay, that's funny.
We were talking among ourselves the other day. It's apparent that his work, there's always a sense of humor. That's his strength also. Yeah.
I mean, I've actually not watched any of your plays yet, but I've read your. I would like to. But for reading your work, it's like humor is in the unexpected places. Yeah. But that's actually interesting for me, right? Because I also find that the humor in your stories or your novels is from sometimes the way you write the words, or the way one sentence follows another. How do you capture that on stage?
I think maybe in terms of macam musicality, maybe. Because when I think of theatre, for Nomco especially, kita usually ada four actors. But to me, dia macam these four elements is like macam rock band or jazz band. So each actor ada dia punya macam drum line, bass line. So these four elements, I think usually I see it macam as a whole terus. Mm-hmm. Macam nak hit that certain element, I think I kena tengok je.
So then did you know already who you had in mind to play the characters?
For this Terogemai, to me, I have macam many combination of actor. But yang dia punya hook ataupun dia punya main is the Raslan one. Because the Raslan one basically ada diverse, macam ada banyak actor yang kita rasa boleh. Macam for example, I think macam mungkin Hanan pun boleh untuk Raslan. Tapi kalau Hanan is the novelist, then I need to know the other three characters. Because the other three characters akan react balik on who is the novelist. Yeah.
Actually, from the explanation of the description of the play, you know, I found it really interesting even just to read that, right? Because you're saying it's about the relationship between a creator and his creation. Expect essayistic monologue, chick lit puppy love, and understated serial comic gestures. I mean, I'm so curious to know what this means. Like, what are we going to see on stage?
I can tell you there's a character who reads an essay. Mm-hmm. So the rest, what are you doing?
I think, did not read the summary. But honestly, there's a lot of play with each and every character. There's different relationships, different ways of them expressing themselves towards Raslan or towards each other. So I guess the way that, you know, this expressions that are going to be seen, we would see kind of sort of a play of dominant and the characters run around from, you know, dominance and not really submissive, honestly. but the control the control jumps around from one character to another. I guess we can say that.
And in terms of literature, because dia ada macam essayistic and then the chick lit. So in terms of language, I try to blend in yang aja lah, highbrow, lowbrow ke, in terms of languages lah. So because yalah, in dalam novelist aja lah, kita ada yang macam art house. Kalau film art house, literary fiction, and then you can tiba-tiba boleh go into
chick-lit.
But kita tak ada macam high low tu lah, dia mixture lah.
So how much of the writing from the novel is preserved in the play, or have you changed quite a lot of it?
No, basically dia, because the novel is more experimental. So in the play, I try to make it more coherent. So dia lebih straightforward, because the novel dia lebih jumpy tu.
And has the story changed in the process of being adapted?
In a way, dia punya starting point and ending point tak, dia punya tengah, but itu pun dia punya feeling more macam abridged version lah. So but the essence is still there.
What is the behind the scenes process like for you guys from the start to now? You know, what is it like working together? What are some of the things that maybe have been surprises or you didn't expect?
For me, I think It'd be our first time working with Sandy. So Sandy is primarily, I think, in the English theatre practice. So bringing her in to read in Malay is very cute, I think. And then we have the... I really like how that we are having the technical thing to bring into this play.
Yeah, so, because she's been practicing for quite some time.
Yeah.
So her thoughts on how to understand the character also did help us in understanding our characters, honestly. Yeah.
Why should anyone come and watch this show?
It's fine. Yeah. We have a very good... very good. We have a soundtrack for one of the characters, which is very...
prominent.
Yeah. And then we have the other sound. We have sound design by Johnny Atari.
I feel like there's actually a lot of elements going on in terms of telling the story.
Yeah.
What do you hope the audience takes away?
I think maybe the audience can... understand or have more empathy towards like creative people, because I think this is
so kasihan.
No, it's just solitude spaces where people handle things. Yeah, I think dia bukan otherworldly, dia macam otherworldly tapi dia inside of someone's head.
Yeah,
but not my head, maybe.
Well, thank you very much for coming to talk to me today. The show sounds like it's going to be very interesting.
It will be an experience.
It will definitely sounds like it will be an experience. Good luck with the show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I've been speaking to writer and director Ridwan Saidi, producer Nurul Aizam, and actor Hanan Barakpa. Their play, Stereo Genmai, is being staged at Kota at Five Arts Centre from the 19th to the 21st of October. Tickets are ringgit 38 and are available by calling 012-274-9738 or by going to stereogenmai.ptix.com. That's StereoGenmai. If you missed any part of this interview or any previous Front Row segments, you can download the podcasts on our BFM app. You've been listening to Front Row on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.